Mark chapter 13, verses 1 through 13. And as he came out of the temple, one of his disciples said to him, "Look, teacher, what wonderful stones and what wonderful buildings." And Jesus said to him, "Do you see those great buildings? There will not be left here one stone upon another that will not be thrown down." And as he sat on the Mount of Olives opposite the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately, "Tell us, when will these things be, and what will be the sign when all these things are about to be accomplished?" And Jesus began to say to them, "See that no one leads you astray. Many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and they will lead many astray. And when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed. This must take place, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be earthquakes in various places. There will be famines. These are but the beginning of the birth pains. But be on your guard, for they will deliver you over to councils, and you will be beaten in synagogues, and you will stand before governors and kings for my sake, to bear witness before them. And the gospel must first be proclaimed to all nations. And when they bring you to trial and deliver you over, do not be anxious beforehand what you are to say, but say whatever is given you in that hour. For it is not you who speak, but the Holy Spirit. And brother will deliver brother over to death, and the father his child. And children will rise against his parents and have them put to death. And you will be hated by all for my name's sake. But the one who endures to the end will be saved." The disciples gaze in wonder at the spectacle of the temple. They tell Jesus, "Look at the wonderful stones and buildings." To which Jesus replies, "Not a single one of those stones will be left standing." He then begins to explain the things that are come to these disciples. And in summary, he tells them, "Not everyone who comes in the name of Jesus is from Jesus. And when you hear of wars, don't be alarmed. There will be earthquakes, there will be famines, you will be arrested, you will be beaten, you will stand before governors to proclaim the gospel. A brother will deliver his brother over to death, children will rise against their parents, and you will be hated because of Jesus' name." Now normally, a temple being demolished and wars breaking out are signs that things are falling apart. But in the kingdom of God, things are not always as they seem. When it looks like things are falling apart and God has lost control, He is still working His plan. Whether it's famine, earthquakes, or family trouble, God sees it all and is working it all to accomplish His plan. And Jesus didn't want us to be caught off guard by these things, and He wants you to know that He isn't caught off guard by these things. We have a tendency to view walking with Jesus as some glorious touchdown dance. But notice at the very end of this, Jesus says, "He who endures to the end will be saved." Sometimes all you can do is endure. You're going to have days where you feel full of faith, and you're going to have days where you just endure. And that's okay, because that's life. It may not sound like a motivational message, but life is just like that sometimes. So when your world seems to be falling apart, know that God is still calling the shots. And just endure. Thank you for listening to the Daily Devotional Podcast. I'd love to hear from you and pray for you. Follow me on Twitter at Devotion Podcast, or you can email me at dailydevotionalpodcast@gmail.com. Let me know what you think about this scripture by leaving a comment at dailydevotionalpodcast.com, or just click the link in the show notes. Also, if you would take just a moment and rate and review the podcast on iTunes, it would mean a lot to me. Thanks. If you'd like to listen to more daily devotional podcasts, you can find over 450 episodes for free at dailydevotionalpodcast.com.